Dirty Little Secret. Written by Kendall Ryan. Narrated by Megan Tusing and Zachary Weber.
About the book. She's much too innocent for me, but that doesn't stop me from wanting the sweet young librarian. I'm dominating and possessive, and my control streak runs a mile wide. The way she looks at me, like I'm one of the heroes in the book she loves, like I'm broken, and she wants to be the one to piece me back together. It only complicates things further. I'm nobody's hero. But there's no denying my tragic past reads like one of her favorite literary classics. It's raw, visceral, captivating, and together we're a perfect mess. How am I expected to resist when the sexual sparks sap between us and set me on fire? The need to control and claim her force my walls to come tumbling down. But when she learns my dirty little secret, will my world come crashing down with it? Prologue. Dirty secrets. We all have them. We guard them fiercely, protecting them like a mother does a precious newborn infant, cradled to her chest, away from the world's prying eyes. Yet those dark, forbidden desires we crave won't stay hidden for long. They have a way of coming out, usually at the most inopportune time. I knew all that, and yet I watched them from a distance, knowing they'd be perfect together. They were two halves of the same whole. He was broken beyond repair. She was so familiar, reminding him of something he desperately wanted to fix. I knew she'd be perfect for him. In the end, the chain of events this would set off would be fucking massive, yet I was powerless to stop it. Instead, I was there in the middle of it all, stoking the flames and praying they didn't take me down with them.
Chapter 1. Emma. My entire morning revolved around this 30-second encounter, and if I timed it poorly and missed it, my whole day would be shit. I needed it like a shot of adrenaline to start the day. Every morning, careful to make sure my makeup was perfect and my hair was in place, I'd stop at the coffee shop on my way to work. I'd linger, staring at the rows of gourmet pastries and handcrafted mugs. And every morning, promptly at 7:50, Mr. Tall, Dark, and Sinful strolled inside and ordered a double shot of espresso to go. Our routine had gone unchanged for the last 10 months, and even though I cherished every second of our time together, we'd never spoken a single word. Hadn't even made eye contact.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?